This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor showcased India's indigenous defence capabilities and the strength of Make in India to the world. He was speaking after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for 15 mega development projects worth around 47,600 crore rupees in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Mr. Modi also flagged off the Kanpur Metro's new corridor between Chunniganj and Nayaganj. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, "The entire world witnessed the anger and pain of daughters in the form of Operation Sindoor, and that India completely destroyed several terror hubs in Pakistan."
Operation Sindoor mein duniya ne Bharat ke swadeshi hathiyaron aur Make in India ki taakat bhi dekhi hai. Hamare BrahMos missile ne दुश्मन के घर में घुसकर तबाही मचाई. जहां टारगेट तय किया वहां धमाके किए. ये ताकत हमें आत्मनिर्भर भारत के संकल्प से मिली है.
Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 48,000 crore rupees in Rohtas district of Bihar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah announced a special relief package for the line of control residents of Jammu and Kashmir affected by recent shelling from Pakistan. The Home Minister said, in addition to the existing 90,000 underground bunkers, additional steps will be taken to strengthen the safety and support of border communities. He assured that the central government will provide all possible support to the victims' families.
कई लोगों के घरों की क्षति हुई है, कई व्यापारी स्थानों की क्षति हुई है. एलजी साहब ने बताया कि जम्मू कश्मीर सरकार ने नॉर्म्स के हिसाब से सहायता कर दी, परंतु व्यापारी स्थानों और रिहायशी इलाकों में जो क्षति हुई है, आने वाले कुछ ही दिनों में भारत सरकार भी इसके लिए एक पैकेज लेकर आए.
The country's real gross domestic product, or GDP, is estimated to grow by 6.5% in the financial year 2024-25. According to the Statistics and Program Implementation Ministry, real GDP has been estimated to grow by 7.4% in the last quarter of financial year 2024-25. Nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 9.8% in the financial year 2024-25. New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters has reiterated his unequivocal condemnation of the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam and expressed New Zealand's solidarity with the people of India. Mr. Peters, who paid a visit to the country, held bilateral discussions with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. The discussions covered many aspects of bilateral relations, including trade, defence, traditional medicine, sports, education and cultural ties. Both sides also shared views on regional and global issues and reaffirmed their commitment to a free, open, secure and prosperous Indo-Pacific. Russia has dismissed recent Pakistani media reports as fake, which claim that Moscow is expanding economic ties with Islamabad. Moscow firmly denied any signed multi-billion dollar deal, accusing elements in Pakistan of trying to disrupt the strong India-Russia strategic partnership, especially after India's recent Operation Sindoor targeting terror camps in Pakistan and PAK. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians secured their spot and qualified too, defeating Gujarat Titans by 20 runs in eliminator clash at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. Opting to bat first, Mumbai Indians posted a daunting total of 228 for 5 in their stipulated 20 overs. In reply, chasing 229, Gujarat Titans managed 208 for 6, falling 20 runs short of the target. With this victory, the Mumbai Indians advanced to qualifier 2, keeping their hopes alive for a record-extending 7th IPL title. The Gujarat Titans, on the other hand, bow out of the tournament after a spirited performance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.